Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivardhari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivardhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Valabha Girivardhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, jai om Vishnupada paramahamsa parivrajaka charja stotra sata shri shrimad jivangriya sisi bhakti viranta swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Chaitanya charitamrita ki jai, Gaur Premanande samaveta bhakta vrinda ki, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So today's class is on Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela Chapter 4 Texts 79 and 80 78 and 79, sorry. Okay, so let's go to 78. I'll do 78 alone, and then all of us will do 79. Iha anubhava kaila madhava gosai. Taratai gopalera lukana kichunai. Text number 79. Just now coming. Eka dinera udyega aiche mahotsava kaila. Goprabhave haya anye na janila. Eka dinera udyoge aiche mahotsava kaila. Gopala prabhave haya anye na janila. Eka dinera udyoge aiche mahotsava kaila. Gopala prabhave haya anye na janila. Gopala prabhave haya anye na janila. Eka dinera udyoge aiche mahotsava kaila. Gopala prabhave haya anye na janila. Mataji's? Eka dinera udyoge aiche mahotsava kaila. Gopala prabhave haya anye na janila. Eka, एकादिनेरा उद्योगे आयचे महोत्सव कायला गोपाल प्रभावे हय अनेना जानिला. सो वर्ड फॉर वर्ड एकादिनेरा उद्योगे by one day's attempt aiche such mahotsava festival kaila performed gopala of gopal prabhave by the potency haya is possible anye others na not Janila, no. And Madan Mohan Prabhu will give us the purport to this.
Translation, actually we should do translation to 78 first, and then we'll do 79. Translation to 78 is, how Gopal ate everything while the food remained the same was transcendentally perceived by Madhavendra Puri Goswami. Nothing remains a secret to the devotees of the Lord. One little point on this is the word that they used for perceived is anubhava, and that's used two other verses that come to mind that's also as direct perception and realize. They use that word anubhava is always in nice places. It says three things happen simultaneously. Devotion, direct perception, and detachment from all other things happen simultaneously, so that a direct perception is anubhava. And mentions also that one of the reasons Lord Chaitanya appeared, he says, to experience the happiness that Radharani feels when she realizes the sweetness of Krishna's love. So that realizes is anubhava, when what Radharani, when she experiences, realizes, or perceives the sweetness of Krishna's love. That was one of the reasons Lord Chaitanya appeared. So, special. In this now text 79, the wonderful festival and installation of Sri Gopalji was arranged in one day. Certainly all this was accomplished by the potency of Gopal. No one but a devotee can understand this. So now we're also getting something special. And I'm going to after this purport, I'm going to bring us up to speed on what's actually taking place in this pastime for all those that are coming in the middle. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world within a very short time, within 5 years. And mundane people are very much astonished at this. So this book was written... because Prabhupada had written this earlier, but if you do, historically speaking, what took place in ISKCON had never happened. There isn't anything that went all over the world. So Prabhupada, immediately, the first line of the purport is also acknowledging how Sri Gopalji has arranged this. So he's making a connection. This is the purport to this verse. However, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand that everything is possible by the grace of Krishna. Why does Krishna have to take 5 years? In 5 days, he can spread his name and fame all over the world like wildfire. Those who have faith in and devotion to Krishna can understand that these things happen so wonderfully by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's a wonderful feeling. That's how you realize this. It's not something just mentally that you can accommodate. It's just how wonderful this is that when Krishna wants something, it just happens. He has somebody do it. And of course, today is a wonderful day, Srivas Pandit's appearance day and Rath Yatra day. So none of these things are coincidences. You know, I don't know if anybody planned the Rath Yatra on Srivas Thakur's appearance day. Maybe. But there is another planner who we don't always take into account and give credit to, who's arranging everything. So it's so glorious for Prabhupada, for Srivas, for Prabhupada. Mm. We are simply the instruments. Let's see, let's skip a line. So wonderful by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are simply instruments. And of course, these purports, one has to recognize that they don't exactly flow just like he's writing them down. These are spontaneous realizations of Srila Prabhupada, his emotional ecstasies. So he's experiencing this as he's writing, and he's not just writing from an academic point of view. He's seeing this is Krishna's potency. This is wonderful. And then he may get some credit. So he immediately says, we are simply instruments. So that's the aspect of devotee to their chastity or this sambandha of understanding. We simply live to give pleasure to Krishna. So he's in this mood. He says, it's not me. He says, I was simply an instrument. In the fierce battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was victorious within 18 days simply because Krishna's grace was on his side. And he quotes this wonderful verse. Thank you. Dhruvadir Matir Mama. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That is my opinion. So wherever there's Krishna, and he says, just to embellish a little bit more, he says, the master of all mystics. So mystics generally means you can't see it, you don't understand it, but there's some power there. And they're saying, so this power, Krishna, wherever there's Krishna, all these wonderful symptoms will be manifest. Certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power, morality. If the preachers in our Krishna conscious movement are sincere devotees of Krishna, Krishna will always be with them because he is very kind and favorable to all his devotees. Just as Arjuna and Krishna were victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra, this Krishna conscious movement will surely emerge victorious if we but remain sincere devotees of the Lord and serve the Lord according to the advice of the predecessors, the six Goswamis, and other devotees of the Lord. As Narottam Das Thakur has stated, What's that mean again? You want to? Achars. No, I see. Oh, he's desiring life after life. So, just to kind of feel how Prabhupada's presenting this, that's also an important aspect of assimilating and appreciating these purports, is recognizing how Prabhupada is doing this. The Krishna consciousness devotees must always desire to remain in the society of devotees. Bhaktishana Vasa. Vasa. They can not go outside the Krishna conscious society or movement. Within the society, we must try to serve the predecessors by preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult and spreading his name and fame all over the world. If we attempt this seriously within the society, it will be successfully done. There is no question of estimating how this will happen in the mundane sense, But without a doubt, it happens by the grace of Krishna. Om Agyana Timirandasya Jinajana Salakaya Chaksusma Vitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jayatam Sarito Pangur Mamamanda Matirgati Matsarva Swapadambo Jo Radha Madha Namahono Harinam 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 Eva Kevalam Kaloa Nasteva 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 Gatya Anyata Prema Pumarta Mohan. So, in these verses here, to give us a little bit of the background, we're gonna. I'm gonna go back to text number 22, and this one starts off with Madhavendra Puri was almost mad in ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up, sometimes he fell to the ground. He could not discriminate whether he was in a proper place or not. So just to get an idea where Madhavendra Puri, of course we heard about him on Wednesday right before Gaur Purnima when Varshana Maharaj introduced that he brought the seed of this ecstatic love of God, and here he's got that seed. After circumnavigating the hill, Sri Madhavendra Puri went to Govardhana Kunda and took his bath. He then sat beneath a tree, taking his evening rest. While he was sitting beneath the tree, an unknown cowherd boy came with a pot of milk, placed it before Madhavendra Puri, smiling, addressed him as follows. O Madhavendra Puri, please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you beg some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing? When he saw the beauty of the boy, Madhavendra Puri became very satisfied. Hearing his sweet words, he forgot all hunger and thirst. He's already in total ecstasy, and he looks up. So just try to enter into the mood of that. Madhavendra Puri said, "Who are you? Where do you reside? How did you know that I was fasting?" The boy replied, "Sir, I'm a cowherd boy. I reside in this village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can beg food from others and thus eat. Some people drink only milk, but if a person does not ask anyone for food, I supply him all edibles." That's a nice thing to hear also. The woman who came here to take water saw you, and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you. The boy continued, "I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return and take back the milk pot from you." Saying this, the boy left the place. Instead, he suddenly could not be seen anymore. Madhavendra Puri's heart was filled with wonder. After drinking the milk, Sri Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and put it aside, and he looked towards the path, but the boy never returned. We know about that. I'll be right back. Right? Madhavendra Puri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna mantra all night. And at the end, he dozed a little, and his external activity stopped. In a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw that very same boy. The boy who had came before him, and holding in his hand, he took Madhavendra Puri to a bush in the jungle. The boy showed Madhavendra Puri the bush and said, "I reside in this bush, and because of this, I suffer very much from severe cold, rain, showers, wind, and scorching heat." So this is something that you don't always hear also. Krishna, he's Atma Rama. Krishna never suffers. Here he's saying that, actually, because of this, I suffer. Something that's a little hard to conceive of at first. "Please bring the people of the village and get them to take me out of this bush. Then have Then situate me nicely on the top of the hill. Please construct a temple on the top of the hill, the boy continued, and install me in that temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body may be cleansed. After many days, I have observed you. For many days, I have observed you. I have been wondering, when will Madhavendipuri come here to serve me? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. It's a nice point also, because we serve Srila Prabhupada, and Krishna accepts his service because of Prabhupada's ecstatic love for him. Yasya prasada bhagava prasada, and therefore we can make advancement. Thus I shall appear, and in my audience, all fallen souls will be delivered. How's that? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear, and by my audience, all fallen souls will be delivered. And when we install the deity, we always we're installing it for Srila Prabhupada. And we assist Srila Prabhupada in the worship of the deity. The third Guruvastika prayer mentions that. So it's because of Prabhupada's ecstatic love that Krishna appears. And because we're so fortunate to have his association, we can worship the deity and his audience. We're probably more in the fallen soul categories, will be delivered. My name is Gopal. I am the lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Vagraj, and here I am the authority. When the Muslims attacked, the priest who was serving me hid me in the bush in the jungle, in this bush. Then he ran away out of fear of attack. Since the priest went away, I have been staying in the bush, in this bush. It is very good that you have come. Now just remove me with care. After saying this, the boy disappeared. Then Madhavendipuri woke up and began to consider the dream. Because he just kind of dozed off at the end of the night, chanting all night. When Madhavendipuri began to lament, I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him. Thus he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. Sometimes I consider this point, I call it the threshold of recognition. We were looking, but we can't see. Have you ever looked for something and you were looking right at it? You see it. You know, you're looking for something. And then you come back and it was right where I was looking. And last time I didn't see it. It just happened to me the other day. I was looking for this one thing. I looked right where I knew it was, and it wasn't there. So I looked every place else, and I came back to the first place, and I says, I know it's got to be there. And it was there all the time. I couldn't see it. So here we are in front of the deities. To what degree can we recognize? Here's Krishna. Here's this. How can we recognize it? So this recognition is something that's a wonderful topic to consider, because as it said in that verse 11.2.42, devotion, direct perception, and indifference to all other things occur simultaneously for one who's taken shelter of Krishna. Just like eating, when one eats, he gets nourishment, satisfaction, and he gets full and he doesn't want to eat anymore. Happen for one who eats. So the same way, this what I've come to understand is everything happens in different degrees of ecstasy. It's interesting how Krishna consciousness is stages. The stages in the beginning, they're understanding stages. Then they're realized stages. And then they're just stages of different interactions of different ecstasies that are taking place. So everybody's in line for that. That's the event that's taking place. Okay. So Madhav Indrapuri began to learn, I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him. Thus he fell on the ground in ecstatic love. Madhav Indrapuri cried for some time, but then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Gopal. Thus he became tranquil. These are just so incredible. He cried for some time, and then he, all right, got something to do. After taking his bath, his morning bath, Madhav Indrapuri entered the village and assembled all the people. So this is what took place in one day, because that's the verse today. Is in one day, I don't know if anybody's ever tried to arrange anything, but it takes weeks and weeks of planning and organizing, getting everything to happen. It's not an easy thing to get anything done. It's actually quite difficult. And here, this is the day after his dream. He gets up. Laments, cries, falls on the floor, gets up, takes a shower, and starts to execute this instruction. It's a nice way to wake up, right? You wake up, cry, lament. When am I going to take Krishna consciousness seriously? Then we come in, cry for a little while as we're offering our obeisances. Maybe today I'll do it. When will that opportune moment be? Kabihabi bolo sedinamo aparada gucci sudanama ruchi. Kabi habi bolo sedi namo aparada ruchi gucci. When will I give up these offenses by the taste of the name increasing? There's shudanam, bhavanam, premanam, all these different ways that Krishna reciprocates with us as they surrender to me, words of McCoy. But even more than the surrendering process, because now it's, that was Krishna speaking. But we have Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and we have Lord Nityananda embellishing the mercy. That's how, sometimes I think about how that mood of Radharani affected Krishna, that he turned into Lord Chaitanya. But how it affected Balaram in his form of Lord Nityananda, this Radharani, if it was directly by serving Lord Chaitanya, or just, it's a very fascinating thought of how this Sri Radhika Pranaya Mahima, the glories of Radharani's love, if they're so incredible that even Krishna desires to understand this. It's a wonderful thing to see. And just like you're always looking for something. Everybody's looking for something. We don't move from one place to another unless there's some reason to move. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, different senses, coming to the temple, transcendentally speaking. So whatever you desire, gradually Krishna reveals that to you. So I encourage everybody to every day say that Sri Radhika Pranaya Mahima. Just try to understand the glories of Radharani's love. And when you put that into your request, then Krishna, the self-sufficient philosopher is fulfilling everyone's desires since time immemorial, will gradually give all the prerequisites, and that day sometime will be there where the perception. The proprietor, so after taking his morning bath, Madhav Indrapuri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke as follows. The proprietor of this village, Govardhan Adari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from this place, from that place. The bushes are very dense. We will not be able to enter the jungle. Therefore, take choppers, spades to clear the way. After hearing this, all the people accompanied Madhav Indrapuri with great pleasure. According to his direction, they cut down the bushes, cleared a path, and entered the jungle. Then they saw the deity covered by dirt and grasses. They were all struck with wonder and pleasure. After they cleansed the body of the deity, some of them said, the deity is very heavy. No single person can move him. Since the deity was very heavy, some of the stronger men assembled to carry him to the top of the hill. Madhav Indrapuri also went there. A big stone was made into a throne. And Aditi was installed upon it. The big stone was placed behind the deity for another big stone was placed behind the deity for support. All the Brahmin priests of the village gathered together with 9 water pots and water from Govardhan Kunj Lake was brought there and filtered. When the deity was being installed, 900 water pots were brought from Govardhan Kunja, and there was musical sounds of bugles and drums and singing of women. Now this is all spontaneously happening, right, in one day. Everybody's just knowing what to do. Let's go. They found that Madhavendrapuri is calling us. Let's go. And they were all swept up. So they brought their instruments. They brought all the pots. They brought everything. It was a spontaneous. It wasn't organized. That was today's verse. Is this all happened in one day? How could this happen? So this inspiration, this potrodia, this that's infusing us is a very wonderful dimahi. It's a very wonderful meditation. During the festival of installing installation ceremony, some people sang and some danced. All the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village, all the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village was brought to the festival. Everybody brought all that they had. What a mood this was taking place. Various foods and sweetmeats, as well as other kinds of preparations, were all brought there. I am unable to describe all these. The villagers brought large quantities of tulsi leaves, flowers, various kinds of garments. When Madhavendrapuri personally began the Abhishek bathing ceremony, after the all inauspicious things were driven away by the chanting of mantra, the deity's bathing ceremony started, first with the deity was massaged with large quantities of oil so that the body became very glossy. So you're rubbing Krishna's body with oils. He's allowing people to do this. So, great devotees. After the first bathing, further bathing was conducted with Pancha Gaya and other Pancha Charantamrita, and the Maha Snana was performed with ghee and water, which was brought in 100 pots. After the Mahasana was finished, the deity was again massaged and smeared with oil and his body made glossy. And the last bathing ceremony was performed with scented water kept within a conch shell. After the body of the deity was cleansed, he was dressed very nicely with new garments. When the sandalwood pulp tulsi garlands and other fragrant flower garlands were placed on the body of the deity. After the bathing ceremony was finished, incense and lamps were burned, and all kinds of food was offered before the deity. The food included yogurt, milk, and many sweetmeats as were received. The deity was first offered many various varieties of food, then scented drinking water in a new pots, and then water for washing his mouth, finally pan mixed with various spices was offered. So this is how Krishna receives devotees. They have this desire to serve, this pleasing, how can I do some service? So Krishna says, you can leave a flower, some water, you can bring this. And in this age, he says, if you want to put your love into something, put your love into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and take it out amongst the people that don't know and let them see and experience what it's like, because it says simply by hearing the holy name coming through the cyclic succession through the devotees that this holy name enters and it's the beginning of all auspiciousness. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, not just Vijay, Jai, it's Vijay, one superlative, and then Param Vijay Ate. So superlative on how wonderful this chanting in the streets, the Sankirtan, Srivas Thakur, the loading up the buses, were the same events that are taking place that we're reading about here. very attentively and submissively hearing this, we're also going to participate in and get the same feeling, this the absolute nature of entering into this mercy, samsara, dava. What does that mercy do? It puts out the fire of material existence. Nitta pada kamala koti chandra shushitala. After the last offering of the tambula and payan, the bhoga arti was performed. Finally, everyone offered various prayers, then obeisances, falling flat before the deity in full surrender. As soon as the people of the village had understood the deity was going to be installed, they had brought their entire stock of rice and dal and their flour, wheat flour. They brought large quantities that the entire surface of the hill was filled. When the villagers brought the entire stock of rice, dal, and flour, the potters of the village brought all kinds of cooking pots. And in the morning, the cooking began. 10 Brahmins cooked the food, grains, and 5 Brahmins cooked both dry and liquid sabjis, vegetables. The vegetable preparations were made from various kinds of spinach, roots, flowers, fruits collected from the forest. Someone also had made bada and bindi by mashing dal. In this way, Brahmins prepared all kinds of food. And then 5 to 7 men had prepared large quantities of chapatis, which were sufficiently covered with ghee, as were all the vegetables, rice and dal. All were cooked with rice, stacked on leaves, which were on new cloths spread on the ground. Around the stack of cooked rice was stacks of chapatis, and all the vegetables and liquid vegetables prepared were placed in different pots and put around them. Pots of yogurt, milk, butter, milk, sweet rice, cream, solid cream were placed along the vegetables. I was just thinking how Prabhupada said that. That interrupted my reading. That these purports are my ecstatic realizations that he's writing down. But in all these verses, there's no purports. So I was thinking, it's because you don't need any extra interpretation to get the ecstasy of these verses. Just because the purports are, they're transitions. There's something here because of time, place, culture that needs to be explained so we can get the understanding. He's sharing his ecstatic realizations in his purports, but all these verses are so wonderful that we can immediately understand them. So it's a fascination when there isn't a purport. It's so self-evident because of the lifestyle that Srila Prabhupada has given us. These are things that now are within our experience, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So in this way, the Anukut ceremony was performed. Sri Madhavendapuri personally offered everything to Gopal. Many water pots were filled with scented water and drinking, and all many days everything was offered. Although Sri Gopal ate everything offered, still by the touch of his transcendental hand, everything remained as before. Prabhupada gave a purport to that, because not everyone can understand that. But the next verse, it said, Sri Gopal ate everything while the food remained the same and was transcendently perceived by Madhavendapuri. Nothing remained secret to the devotee of the Lord. So that's also explaining how he could see how this happened. And I had it, but we ran out of time now. I was going to explain how a similar thing was explained to Ramananda Roy. He said, Ramananda Roy was talking to Lord Chaitanya. He said, I have but one doubt within my heart. He petitioned the Lord, please be merciful upon me and just remove this one doubt. Ramananda Roy told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at first I saw you like a sannyas, but now I'm seeing you as Shama Sundar, a cowherd boy. He says, I now see you appearing like a golden doll, and your entire body appears covered by golden luster. I see that you are holding a flute to your mouth, and your lotus eyes are moving very restless due to various ecstasies. I actually see you in this way. This is very wonderful, my Lord. Please tell me without duplicity what's causing this. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you have deep love for Krishna, and for one who has deep ecstatic love for the Lord, naturally sees things in this way. Please take this from me to be certain. So he's saying because of Ramananda Roy's ecstatic love, he sees these different things. It says a devotee, advanced devotee on the spiritual platform, sees everything movable and inert as the Supreme Lord. For him, everything he sees here and there is but a manifestation of Lord Krishna. When Prabhupada was a young man, he was living in with his parents in Calcutta, and there was air raids. Bombs were falling from the British during the British occupancy. And Prabhupada said, when he saw the bombs falling, he said, here comes Krishna in the form of a bomb. Here comes Krishna. So, the Mahabhagavat, advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile or immovable, but he does not exactly see the form. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. Nice purport. Prabhupada brings back down to us, Raso, that I'm the taste of water, that it's not hard to start that. He says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of all souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understand everything situated in him. Well, we're out of time. I had some more stuff I didn't get to. I was going to read about Srivas Pandit, but we got a busy day today. Hopefully everybody can go. And when we chant, we're just glorifying Krishna. This, we're learning like the chaste wife. What pleases Krishna? I just remember where it says that when we live to be enjoyed, we're trying to cultivate that mood that I'm doing this just to please you. It's a chaste type of idea that it's a little antiquated now to try to understand. I just remember how my mother one time said, when I was talking about how the ladies nowadays they want to be more independent. They don't want to be so chaste to their husbands. She said from her generation, which is back a long time ago, she says, who would you live for then? And it just keeps echoing in my mind, what an idea to have. Who do you live for? She lived for seeing the happiness of the other person, my father. But how we're living for pleasing Srila Prabhupada. If he's not pleased, we're not pleased. We have no happiness if he's not pleased. And if he is pleased, then we're pleased. Yasha Prashada, Bhagava Prashada. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hari Bol.